Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel. The Mishnah says that a man cannot go out with a sword, a bow, a shield, an aleh, a spear, or a spear. And if he does go out with any of these things, he'd have to bring a carbon chatas. Seemingly, these are all d'oraisa. Rabbi Elazar says, no, these things enhance a person's appearance. They're just an ornament, and they would be okay, at least on a d'oraisa level. The Chum say, no, what are you talking about? They disagree, because in the times of Mashiach, the Pasuk says that everyone will turn their swords and their spears into farm tools, and there will be no more war. So we see that swords and spears are not an enhancement of your appearance. They're not good things. The Mishnah continues that a biris, which is like a garter, is tahor, and you could go out with it on Shabbos. Kavlim, which are these leg chains, are tamei, are susceptible to tumah, and you cannot go out with them on Shabbos. The Gemara says, what's an aleh? It's a mace. Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah had said that the sword and shield and all those things are just ornaments. We have a braisa that explains this machlokas. The Chum say to Rabbi Eliezer, if they're ornaments, then why is everyone going to get rid of them when Mashiach comes? Why? What's the problem with them? Rabbi Eliezer says, because they're not going to be needed. There won't be any war, so they're not going to be needed. However, the Gemara persists. So you can still just wear them as an adornment. If these are such great things, then why don't people wear them? Abaye says, it's the same as carrying a lamp during the broad daylight. Yeah, sure, maybe it's a nice thing to have a lamp, but it's so useless that no one's going to do it. The braisa that we just quoted is seemingly not like Shmuel, because Shmuel says the only difference between now and the days of Mashiach is that the Jews will have security and independence in Eretz Yisrael. The braisa is, however, like Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who says all these prophecies, like the one about no war, are talking about the time of Mashiach, but no one knows what's going to be, what things are going to be like in the time of Olam Haba. There are those that teach this differently, that the Chachamim say to Rabbi Eliezer, if these weapons are ornaments, then why are we not going to have them during Mashiach? Rabbi Lazar says, what are you talking about? They'll still be around during the times of Mashiach, because he's going like Shmuel. This is exactly like Shmuel, says that there won't be any difference in the time of Mashiach, but not like Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who says that there will be no more war or weapons during the time of Mashiach. Abaye says to Rav Dimi, this is Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning, because he holds that weapons are considered ornaments, because the Pasuk says, the sword upon your thigh is your glory and your splendor. Seems like the sword is a good thing. However, if Kahana says to Marbere de Rav Huna, that Pasuk is talking about Torah. It's referring to Torah. It's just like a metaphor. And so Marbere de Rav Huna is going to answer, well, we still care about the literal meaning of the pasuk, though. So granted, we are going to explain this metaphorically, but we still have, there's still some meaning in the literal way of explaining the pasuk. Rav Kahana says, wow, I learned all of Gemara by 18 and I never knew that we, you know, still assign value to the literal meaning of a pasuk. And Rav Kahana is teaching us that first you should learn everything you can, and only then you should go back and analyze. Rabbi Elazar says that when two Talmidei Chacham sharpen each other in halacha, they kind of like are arguing back and forth to sharpen the other person, it's a good thing. Hashem will grant them success, because the pasuk says va'derech tzelach, that with your splendor you'll succeed. Don't read it as va'darcha, read it as v'chadadcha, with your sharpening you'll succeed. They will also rise to greatness, because the pasuk says, continues on to say, succeed right on your royal steads. The pasuk also, we also see from the rest of the pasuk that they can't have ulterior motives in their learning, because the pasuk says to do it for truth. They can't be arrogant, because the pasuk says they have to have righteous humility. And if we see from this that if they learn humbly and altruistically, then they'll merit the Torah, which was given with the right hand of Hashem, because the pasuk says your right hand will teach you awesome things. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, two Talmidei Chachamim who sharpen each other in halacha will merit the things that are ascribed to the right hand of Torah, because Rav Abar of Shila says that length of days is in Torah's right hand, wealth and honor are in the left. So how does Rav Abar of Shila explain this pasuk? That if you delve into Torah and you really learn it well, you'll have both length of days and wealth and honor. This is stuff on the right hand of Torah. And if you don't really labor sufficiently, you kind of don't learn Torah so well, then you will have wealth and honor, but you won't have length of days. You won't live a long life. Rav Zakeh says that when two Talmidei Chachamim are pleasant to each other in a debate, you know, they debate nicely, then Hashem will listen to them, because the pasuk says, "Az nidabru yirei Hashem." Now the people who fear Hashem will speak. And we know that a dibor is something pleasant, because it says, "Vidaber amim tachtenu," that you humble the people beneath us. So we see that dibor is a pleasant thing. The pasuk says, "V'lechoshvei shemo," the people that ponder his name. Rav Ami says, this is teaching that when it says you ponder his name, this is teaching that if you thought to do a mitzvah and you weren't able to do it, Hashem is still going to consider it as if you did the mitzvah. Rav Chanina Bar Idi says, if you do a mitzvah l'shma for the sake of the mitzvah, then you won't be informed of any bad news, because the pasuk says, "He who guards a commandment shall know no evil thing." Rav Asi says, even if Hashem decrees a punishment, if you do a mitzvah l'shma, the mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah, then you could cancel that punishment, because the pasuk says the word of the king has authority, and who could say to him, what are you doing? No one can tell Hashem you know, can kind of challenge Hashem. But then the pasuk says, he who guards the commandments shall know no evil thing. That if you do the mitzvahs correctly, then you will be able to prevent punishments. Reish Lakish says that when two Talmidei Chachamim learn from each other, Hashem hears their voice. But if they don't learn from each other, then the Shechina, Hashem's presence, will leave Bnei Yisrael. Reish Lakish says that when two Talmidei Chachamim learn together to arrive at a greater understanding, to, you know, they learn together so they can understand something, Hashem loves them. Rava says this is as long as they have a basic understanding of the subject matter and they don't have a teacher in their own city, because if they do, then they should go approach that teacher. Reish Lakish says that someone who lends money to a poor person is better than someone who gives them tzedakah. It's less embarrassing, and one who gives a poor person the ability to make his own money is greater than all of them. Reish Lakish says that a Talmid Chacham who exacts revenge and bears a grudge, still nonetheless you should stick to him. I mean, even if he's not perfectly doesn't have great character traits, as long as he's a Talmid Chacham, you still have a lot to learn from him. Whereas an Ama Aretz, someone who doesn't learn anything but is a righteous person, you should stay away from them. Reish Lakish says if you have a bad dog in your house, you're going to prevent kindness from coming to your house, because poor people will be too scared to come to your house to ask for tzedakah. Because the pasuk says lamas mere'ehu chesed, that you withhold kindness from your friend, and lamas in the Greek language means dog. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says you also cast off the fear of Shemayim if you have a dog. And the Gemara brings a story that there was this pregnant woman who came to a house. She was given permission to bake in this house. She came to the house to bake, and the owner had a dog, and the dog started barking at her, and she got very scared and ended up miscarrying out of her fear. And the owner came and said, no, don't worry, his fangs and claws have been removed, he can't hurt you. And the woman said, well, that doesn't do me anything now, because I have already miscarried. So we see that dogs are not great if you have an evil dog. Rav Huna says that the pasuk of rejoice in your childhood and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth, and go in the ways of your heart after the sight, and go in the ways of your heart and after the sight of your eyes, that's often the Yetzer Hara, telling you to indulge in physical pleasures. But when the pasuk continues, but know for these things Hashem will bring you to judgment, that's your Yetzer Tov, your good inclination telling you, be smart, you're going to be brought to justice. Reish Lakish says, no, the beginning of the pasuk is talking about Torah, that you should learn Torah and be glad. The end of the pasuk is talking about doing good deeds, that you will be judged. Even if you learn Torah, you'll be judged if you didn't bring that Torah to action. The Mishnah talked about a biris, which we had said is like a garter, and the Mishnah said that is tahor. Rav Yehuda says the biris is talking about an armband. However, Rav Yosef says our Mishnah says that the garter is tahor, it can't become tame. But we know that an armband can become tame, so a garter, the biris can't be an armband, so that's why we're going to change Rav Yehuda to mean that the biris is an armband which goes on your leg. It's like an armband, but it goes on your leg. Ravin and Rav Huna were sitting before Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya was kind of dozing off. Ravin said the garter is something on one leg, the biris is on one leg, and the kavlim is something you wear on both legs. However, Rav Huna says, no, both of them, the garter and the biris and the kavlim, you wear on both your legs, but the kavlim has a chain that goes between them. However, the Mishnah had said that the kavlim can become tameh. So we see from here that the kavlim is viewed as a utensil. So we're going to say that the difference between the kavlim and the biris is that the kavlim has a chain between them, and just because of that chain, it's going to make it into a utensil, that it can be susceptible to tumah. So if you want to say that that's going like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a utensil which is designed to produce a sound can become tameh, because the pasuk says, kol davar asher yavo be'esh, anything which goes through the fire, and davar teaches, even if it's just a utensil which is made to produce sound. So that's why the chain there is going to make a sound, and now we're going to look at that as a utensil. However, that makes sense by a utensil which is designated to make a sound, because you want it to make a sound, and its whole purpose is to make a sound. However, where you don't want it to make a sound, that's not its purpose. Well, what's it doing? What purpose does it have? So the Gemara answers, the purpose is like Rabbi Yochanan taught, that there was this family in Yerushalayim who took these very long strides, and because of this, the girls ended up breaking their hymen. So they put these chains between their legs to kind of restrict their legs from taking long strides. Rav Yirmiya woke up and said, oh, well said, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rav Dimi went to Bavel from Israel, and he said that Rabbi Yochanan taught that we learned that a woven article can become tameh from the tzitz, which was one of the things that the Kohen Gadol would wear, and both the woven article and the tzitz were very small, and teaching that both can become tameh. However, Abaye says that tzitz is not a woven article. We have a brayso that says that tzitz was a gold plate which was two finger breadths wide, and the Kohen Gadol would wear it on his forehead from ear to ear. The top line said Hashem, the bottom line said Kodesh Le, basically saying out Kodesh LaHashem. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says that I saw the tzitz in Rome, and it was all on one line, Kodesh LaHashem on one line. But either way, the Braisa teaches that the tzitz is not a woven thing. So how can we learn from the tzitz to all woven articles? So that's why when Rav Dimi went back to Bavel, when Rav Dimi went back to Eretz Yisrael, he sent a message to Bavel and said, you're right, I was mistaken, Rabbi Yochanan really taught like this. We know that any sized ornament can become tameh from the tzitz. We know that any woven article can become tameh from the pasuk of O Beged, or the cloth. The Braisa, we have a Braisa that elaborates on this. A woven garment of any size can become tame. An ornament that's any size can become tame. If something is made out of half of like, it's half weaved and half an ornament, then that can become tame. A cloth which is made out of goat's hair, which is sackcloth, is more susceptible than a cloth made out of regular fibers because the sackcloth can become tame if it's woven. Rava says that a woven article of any size can become tame, because the pasuk obeged, an ornament of any size can become tame. We learn that from the tzitz. If something is a half a weave and half ornament, that can become tame from mikol kli maisa, every fashioned vessel. However, the Gemara questions that. There was a rabbi who questioned Rava. The pasuk of that, mikol kli maisa, which is talking about something becoming tame, that's talking about tame me, something which is tame from corpse tuma. So how can we say that a half weave, half ornament can become tame from all other types of tuma? And Rava is going to answer, because it is exactly Zera Shava of Kli Kli, that it says Kli by Maisa, Kli, sorry, Mikol Kli Maisa, and it says Kli by other forms of Tumah. So we see that it can become, that a half weave, half ornament object can become Tameh from other types of Tumah. Shkayach.